Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
If you had the Warriors and you were getting 52 points, you felt really good going into tonight. But unfortunately, as my mom liked to say, into each life, a little rain must fall. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Happy Friday. We got big stuff from the NFL coming up in a couple of minutes. Our big Final Four preview. Could be a big trade coming in the NFL, but my goodness, tonight in the NBA, you know, day two of Major League Baseball, but this final score bears bringing out just for a couple of seconds here.
I thought you were making fun of the Bears and Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace and their media tour around Chicago today.
Yeah, no, we'll get to that. We'll get to
okay,
that.
We'll
get to that.
Because that bears mocking, too.
I don't think the royal family introduced the Queen in 1952 to as much fanfare as the Bears are introducing Andy Dalton as the starter around the league. It's like we want to tell everybody that Andy Dalton is our guy.
You have to convince yourself before you convince anybody else.
But the Raptors are not fooling anybody this year into thinking they're going to be very good. They made moves at the trade deadline to keep players rather than move them. But tonight, at least, they get a small measure of happiness because they beat the Warriors 130-77. The Warriors lost by 53 points. They were outscored in the second quarter by 19, which is bad. Then they got outscored in the third quarter by 32.
That's worse.
On their way to this incredibly lopsided loss to the Toronto Raptors.
The other two quarters, they only lost by two.
No, it
actually,
was good.
No, they didn't even. Yeah, 49-47.
Yeah, listen, if you don't count the second and third quarters, this is a great game from Golden State. That was an awesome game. Now, Steph Curry didn't play, so there is that. Remember, he's got the tailbone contusion. But, you know, so, okay, well, the Warriors, they're a 500 team. Number one, this is why I'm not worried so much about the Lakers falling past the sixth spot in the West, because the teams under the sixth spot are kind of hit and miss. But mainly, what did we tell you a few weeks ago? That kind of got picked up by other people. Oh, hey, you know what I think? Remember, we're always first with it.
Co-opted is the word, the operative word. Look at
it. I like that. We're going to use it. What's been co-opted after we told you? It's not going to be very long, and this may be one of those games where Steph Curry realizes, I'm never going to win here again. We're just not. We had our era. We had our five-year run. It was awesome. But who knows what Klay Thompson's going to be when he finally comes back to the floor. All right, Draymond Green clearly is not close to the player he used to be. And you heard whispers earlier this week that LeBron was really recruiting Steph Curry over All-Star Weekend. I'm telling you, at some point, and it's going to be very soon, Steph Curry's going to realize, if I want to win again, and I want to win again, I don't want to get my ass kicked every single night, which is what's happening now in Golden State more often than not. He's going to leave and go to a different team. Now, whether it's the Lakers at point, maybe he goes to the whatever it is, he's going to leave and go someplace where he can win and win more titles. All right, because as much as he looks like a one franchise guy, I mean, that drains on you getting beat and beat bad the way the Warriors are, and it doesn't look like they're close to getting out of it. We told you a few weeks ago, watch out. Steph Curry's going to leave the Warriors at some point, and it's going to be soon, and he's going to be playing somewhere else. Maybe it's teaming up with LeBron in L.A., be a great traveling road show, or it could wind up being with the Clippers. Who knows? But it's going to happen. It's going to be a great recruitment, and Steph Curry is going to be on everybody's lips for a long time because his recruitment is going to be what tips the scales for teams to win or not win a championship. He's going to be that missing piece for a lot of teams.
Well, it's either that or it's going to be the sad tale of the guy that Steph Curry once was.
Oh,
and he'll be roundly
mocked. It's Friday, man. Let's be happy. He's going to be great. Even if he goes to the Knicks, they're going to win like five titles. Be happy. It's Friday. Be happy.
Sure. I'm a happy guy. I mean, I got all sorts of positivity, man. I got my daughters and I had a nice little venture to Barnes & Noble, picked up some books and puzzles for next week's spring break extravaganza. I'm just 2 days away from going to see the White Sox Angels. I mean, there's a lot of positivity.
All right, good.
Yesterday I smoked some meat. I mean, it was great. There's lots going on. My calves looked great today. But for this purpose, right, you say, the one team guy. Yeah, there'll be some folks that will write if he stays, right? Because that's really, he's at that crossroads now where he's like, all right, are we legitimately going to be able to retool this, right? Klay Thompson, quote, comes back next year. What Klay Thompson's coming back? Is he 70%? Is he 80%? He ain't going to be the same guy, right? I can't assume that. Draymond Green missed tonight's game. He's not the same guy. And right now he's already trying all his best bits to become a member of the media. So, you know, he's got one foot out in that regard. And you look at the rest, he's good. I mean, Wiseman might be something eventually. He's not that guy yet. Right? He's got a long ways to go. And we've talked about Wiggins for years here on the show of he'll be a good number three, and that's where he is ceiling most likely on a squad. So in the Western Conference, what does that get you? So he's got to decide which fork in the road is he taking of, I want to be a Warrior for life. It's important to me. This is my career. I can be one of those guys, right? Because legitimately, other than Kyle Lowry, he could go down as the last of them. Kyle Lowry, part of me wonders, did he want to get traded just so he'd have a different uniform and just feel something different, right? He got his title. For Steph Curry, it's the same question. What do you want at this point in your career going forward? And if the recruitment is there, that'd be a lot of fun to watch, right? See him and make people play miniature golf in whatever town he's going to. And see if they can rival the courses of Holy Moly as they go through. But he's got to decide. Does he want to be the last of an old guard or move forward and try to win again? I have to suspect, I'm with you, that it's the latter of, all right, I'm not done yet. Yeah. I got stuff that I need for my, you know, the legacy play always comes in and starts to tug at you, especially when they've lost as poorly as they did last year. I mean, Steve Kerr just, you know, flat out said this was a joke and, you know, an embarrassment for everybody. And, you know, it's one time I want to hear Steve Kerr talk. So I look forward to future comments when you get drubbed as they did tonight, because that was an absolute embarrassing effort, even with a game fourth quarter by all your backups.
You know, he's going to see the next 5 years on the wall and say, what are my years 33 to 38 going to look like? Boy, they're going to look like this. And as much as you want to say it, everybody leaves. Everybody leaves in the NBA now. It's a 1 to 2 year league. No one goes, hey, I want a 9 year deal. No, all the stars say, give me 1 or 2 years because I want to be able to get out and go someplace else if we're not winning, if we're not achieving, if I'm not playing well. I want to be able to get out and go someplace else and do it. So, I mean, that's the way the NBA is, and everybody leaves. And as much as he looks like it, he's going to be the guy to go.
He's got one more year on the deal after this, just to give it its full full disclosure.
I'm sure he will try to say, let's see what it looks like one more year with Klay coming back. If he does come back, can we do something else? But sooner rather than later, it's going to be the Steph Curry tour. It's going to be like Peyton Manning when he left the Colts. Oh my God, we got to get, he's got years left. He's that shooter. He's what we need. The Lakers are going to go absolutely crazy over getting Steph Curry, going LeBron with a shooter, LeBron with a shooter, LeBron with a shooter. It's going to be absolutely insane. And it's coming sooner rather than later.
I just remember Twitter. The Peyton Manning stuff, dude. Remember? Yeah. Dude's coming off 4 surgeries on his neck.
Didn't matter. Hey, we got to have Peyton Manning.
We got the name. We can sell tickets. Let's go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. And, you know, so we'll have more on the NBA coming up throughout the show. But today was a big day. We got Jason Cole coming up in a few minutes to talk all the latest news in the NFL. And today was a very big day involving Deshaun Watson, as the Houston Police Department launched an investigation concerning Watson after a complainant filed a report against the quarterback on Friday. And he filed this with the police. This is not one of the 21 women who have filed a civil case with Tony Busby, the attorney in Houston who's representing all the plaintiffs, all the masseuses who claim that Deshaun Watson sexually assaulted them or had some sort of improper behavior with them. The fact that it goes to the Houston Police Department is a really big deal. And now the HPD said, we're going to conduct an investigation. We're not going to comment further. This is how it's supposed to go. And Rusty Harden, Watson's lawyer, said, we welcome this long overdue development. Now we'll learn the identity of at least one accuser. Now you'd say to yourself, really? You're looking forward to this? I mean, why? You're looking for, these are charges that are actually filed. But here's why Rusty Harden says this, right? Because now we get to sit here and say, all right, what does this mean today in the situation with Deshaun Watson? Obviously, this is not going anywhere, and it's Deshaun Watson's career is now at stake. It is clear that Tony Busby has no desire to bring this to the Houston Police Department or to bring this to the district attorney. He said earlier this week, I don't trust the DA. I don't trust the police department. I don't trust how they treated me when I ran for mayor. I know that there are people that I don't trust in the DA's office. So clearly he has no interest in bringing this to justice. He is looking for a large settlement coming out of this for his clients. And he has no desire to bring this to the police department. So if you're Deshaun Watson, you're thinking, okay, maybe this is a big opening for us. Because if one case comes through, and depending on how that goes, maybe everything else goes out the window. I don't know. But I understand Rusty Harden when he says we welcome this long overdue development, because eventually you would think it would have to get here. And the fact that it's here can at least make it a process that now has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But the fact that we finally have one here, when Tony Busby said, I'm not going to bring these charges to the police department, makes you think, okay, they're just going to wait out a settlement on this, which could go forever, right? I'm going to wait this out until you call me, you pay all my clients, and this is how it's going to go. So this is actually a good development for Watson, in that now the clock has started on this, and now it remains to be seen whether or not it's a good development for Deshaun Watson. But right now, today, if you're talking about who's winning the days, because that's kind of how it is with court proceedings and legal proceedings, who wins today, whose side looks better today, this is a, even though it doesn't seem it, it's a little bit better day for Deshaun Watson, because at least now this has started, and it's not something that's just going to hang over in perpetuity. At least now the ball is rolling, and whatever it turns out to be, it turns out to be. But I believe Rusty Harden when he says that.
Yeah, both trying to play it out in the court of public opinion, and certainly, you know, with Busby, it's interesting, right? It's not someone that he'd been working with. They've filed independent of him. Said in a statement Friday, he wasn't personally involved in filing the report with the police. So that's an interesting development. But by your, what you laid out is definitely that of, all right, we'll see how does the case have legs, right? Do they pick it up, and how far does it go? And it doesn't mean that any of the other complaints, right, 21 civil lawsuits, it doesn't mean that the other 20 wouldn't be valid, but you start to be able to poke holes, cast aspersions, and wonder about the domino effect, right? All in, all out kind of situations. Again, not that that's actually what's transpired in any of this, but, you know, it becomes a apply pressure and forcing a decision on the part of the complainants, the police, and for the lawyers, well, to stop bloviating and get to work. So it's going to be a curious turn here. How the league responds to this will be curious, right? You know me, right now I'm really curious as to how leagues are responding to different things in their spheres of influence and decision-making processes. But we've got plenty of time to talk about those today. But Roger Goodell, I would suspect by Monday morning we'll have something coming from the league office related to this case, even if it's just a reiteration of the case is ongoing. They can't stay silent at this point now that something has been filed with the Houston police.
Yeah, it's, you know, they were hoping that it's the off season and we don't have to do anything. But now that something has been filed, yeah, they're going to make a statement. Now, whether it's, does he get put on the exempt list? I don't know that happens yet, but the NFL is conducting their own investigation. So I would kind of like an update on that. from him. But, you know, hey, listen, make no mistake. They want to just say, I want to wake up one morning and this thing is solved, right? Because every day this is a guy that's been in the headlines every single day for 2.5 months about how he's going to change the fortunes of a franchise. And it could be the Jets. It could be the 49ers. It could be the Panthers. It could be the Broncos. And now suddenly it's, oh, hey, it's a completely different headline. And he's still in the headlines for it. The NFL is saying, yeah, we just want to wake up and have this be over. But that clearly is not happening.
Nope. The doors have just opened to a whole other side of this and more information to flow. Even if the Houston Police Department says, hey, it's an ongoing investigation, you're not getting anything from us, doesn't mean the lawyers won't still be filibustering.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, when a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. So be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So we'll have more on Deshaun Watson coming up in a few minutes. And also, could a star quarterback be on the move if you want to give up your first-round pick? Apparently, that's what the team wants. Not an early first-round pick. A first-round pick. You could get this guy. Or can you? It's coming up next right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. Oh, and it's not Andy Dalton. It's not Andy. The Bears are keeping it. Don't think it's Andy Dalton.
You know what? Some people are still reporting that they could trade for Russell Wilson. What are you talking about, Smith? Try to cut off my happiness on a Friday, jerk.
That's coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
And well, the Dodgers are getting all their frustrations after Cody Bellinger's 390-foot single last night out on the Rockies. The defending champions lead Colorado 8-0 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. And here's the thing. Trevor Bauer has not allowed a hit through 4 1/3. Trevor Bauer, no hits allowed through 4. I know it's early, and Frostburg right now is so mad going, what are you doing? You're ruining the guy's no-hitter, man. Yeah. I can't believe it. He is trying
Look,
to
man,
get to my
house.
He's
not a member of the Angels.
but he's mad. You know how mad Frostburg. You're ruining the guy's no-hitter. No hits through 4. He did walk a batter, so there would be no perfect game if it happens. No. But no hits through 4.
Sure, but you know what we should do? We should go for 90 seconds over to Steve DeSager so he can talk all about the White Sox Angels game.
We're going to get to SD coming up in a second, but first, we say hello to a man who is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com, who is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. He is a longtime friend of the show. He is a longtime NFL insider, and he is the author of the new book, Joe Douglas, Relentlessly Getting Ready to Draft Zach Wilson at Number 2. It is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening?
Life is beautiful. Tampa Women's Basketball National Championship. It's coming. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Well, very good. That's what we're going to talk about, really?
Well, probably not. But
okay.
I thought I'd give it a mention, okay? Because, you know, like Trevor Bauer having a no-hitter is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. No, look, and I'm happy.
Not in the fourth inning. The other game was spectacular.
Yeah, it was. congratulations on Stanford getting to the championship game, 30-2. It's a very big achievement.
Yes, it is. Tara Vandeveer, very deserving of another national title if we can make it happen. So there we go.
Will you have to put an addendum in your book on John Elway, considering, you know, Stanford, and add another, you know, hey, new version coming out, updated with Stanford's Final Four?
Yeah, it's actually several chapters about Elway's impact on the women's basketball program.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay.
I was going to say, or his reaction to never winning the national title and how it feels to see other members of staff.
Not just not winning a national title. How about this? Never went to a bowl game.
I know. I was trying to be nice.
No.
You brought out the giant mallet like you're Harley Quinn running around the streets.
We need to live with the wound of how badly we screwed up his entire career at Stanford. We need to own that, okay? Because it was bad. It was really bad. I was there. I watched it.
Hey, John, how do you feel when you see a band? I don't mean like just anywhere when you see a band. What kind of memories does that bring back for you? Like when you see a tuba or a trombone. If it's a slide trombone, is that a big deal?
He's really nice about it. It's the other guys on the team that I interviewed along the way. Whenever I bring up, I go, so when the band, and they're just like, the coldness about that moment. You might as well have asked, how did your first divorce go? You know, that, it was akin to that.
Well, because Elway had 75 Super Bowls he went to. He won two. He's a Hall of Famer. The other guys are going, that was the biggest athletic achievement game in my life, and look how it ended for us. I think about that game every day. Every single day I think about that play.
Let's just say this. For most of the guys on that team, it was the last time they played organized football. Just literally. Okay? Because there wasn't a lot of talent on that squad. Let's just put it that way.
$10 a pop. Autograph signings. Everybody's got a giant blow-up of that play. Let's go.
All right, so hey, let's stay in Northern California. We'll get to Deshaun Watson in a second, but we get reports today that the 49ers will trade Jimmy Garoppolo, but they want a first-round pick. So is there any way he doesn't wind up back in New England at this point? I mean, really? I mean, is this just a dance that, hey, we're going to entertain you guys for a while, and then we're going to just trade him back to New England?
Yeah, because here's the alternative. We're going to hold on to him at $25 million and watch him sit on the bench and possibly get hurt. Yeah. Yeah, we're holding on to him for a first round pick. Come on.
But they said he's the guy.
I appreciate Jimmy Garoppolo. I think I'm staggered by the fact that quarterbacks who managed to get their teams to Super Bowls, and granted, they did not perform great in those Super Bowls. Goff and Garoppolo in back to back years, right? But I'm just stunned that you can go from taking your team to a Super Bowl to just being discarded, right? In a matter of a couple of years. It's so telling about the mentality. It's the NFL is becoming fantasy football in some very weird ways that you can have a competent quarterback and say, not good enough. Let's go see what's behind door number three. In the NFL draft. But, they're going to trade him. And, if Belichick's going to wait it out, because, nobody's calling them about Garoppolo right now. If they did, they would have already traded him and gotten this taken care of. But nobody's calling at this point in time. The teams that were interested in quarterbacks either got their guys, Indianapolis went and got Carson Wentz, or they're waiting to see how the whole thing with Deshaun Watson plays out, because the gap between Deshaun Watson and Garoppolo is so substantial that you're going to want to see how it plays out, because really, the price is sort of coming down on Watson at this point in time. So you're watching this one play out.
All right, we'll get to Watson in full momentarily. Who do you think they'd trade it up to number three to get? Who's the target? Is it the relationship and Sims saying, hey, it's got to be, Mac Jones? Because I'm not quite buying that 100%.
I'm surprised it's Mac Jones, but if Chris Sims is saying it, he's really, really tight with Kyle. And you can just – they're really, really close. So I'm assuming he's saying that – And partly because I think Kyle Shanahan probably wants to get that out there, that if he's taking Mac Jones, he wants everybody to be kind of comfortable with that idea, and you need sort of time for everybody to kind of look at it, because people weren't expecting that, right? Everybody's thinking, Fields or with a kid from North Dakota State. You know, they're thinking that way, and then all of a sudden you come in with Jones, if you really believe in him, and you've just got to get everybody comfortable with that idea, because the initial reaction to Jones is certainly, hey, what? You're taking him? Like, he doesn't seem like that high a pick. Now, I like some things about Jones. I think he's pretty accurate. I think he diagnoses plays, but he certainly is not the physical specimen of some of the other guys that you're seeing at the top of the draft.
Jason Cole with us, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so let's get to Deshaun Watson now for a couple minutes. As you know, Rusty Harden said today, we talked about this a few minutes ago, the first accuser has come forward to the Houston Police Department. So now the ball is rolling on this, as Tony Busby has all the other plaintiffs you know, with him for civil suit. He doesn't look like he's interested in bringing this case to authorities anytime soon. At this point, you know, obviously this is going to be a long legal process. What do you think is the timetable here for when we actually get some kind of decision? And Watson is, and is it going to ever be about football again for him at some point in the next few months?
Oh,
we lost Jason Cole. I think he had something come up with Stanford, and he wanted to make sure he checked his phone on that.
Just wanted to yell Stanford.
Yeah,
Stanford.
Here he is. We got him back. Jay Cole, so we're talking about Deshaun Watson. I know you hung up to get that phone call from John Elway.
I'm asking the question, how many massage therapists do you need? Like, that's just – like, that. I think – what was it? Jermon Bushrod said, like, I didn't have that many in my entire career. And I – like, this guy's played 4 years, and he's got, like, almost 40 massage therapists in his career. So – I'm just stunned by that. Yes, wading through this is going to take so long. It's going to be brutal because you are talking about, you know, 18, 20 women here. Some are making charges. I will say this. The Sports Illustrated story that I read from Jenny Vrentis earlier this week, okay, it sounds like he did something untoward, right? But really not at all criminal. Really a stretch to call that criminal. You know, creepy? Yeah, creepy. Unwelcome? Absolutely. A little disgusting? Yeah, sure, I'll go there. Criminal? Yeah, not really buying that. Not really seeing it. But, again, there's so many out here that you have to wade through. I mean, look, if you're NFL security, you just realize what a gigantic headache this is going to be, because you know Busby's not going to cooperate. He's not helping you out at all to try and figure this one out. So NFL security's got a lot of work to do to sort this one out.
Yeah, waiting on that next Roger Goodell, hey, we've got to wait for all the facts to play out, memo, as it were. So we put a pin in that one. We've got the draft coming up in a couple of weeks, the usual pro day nonsense and hyperbole has met the day. But what was interesting is the 17th game gets announced officially. And not really the furor that I would have expected, J. Cole. I would have thought, you know, to think of the children and health and everything. That everybody just kind of shrugged this time and said, what are the matchups?
Right, but it's the same thing that happened with Mac Jones, right? Like, I'm talking about, you get used to hearing about it. Like, we heard about it a year ago, right, that this was going to happen, that they bought the 17th game from the players. The players got, you know, their 1% increase in this, and then people talked about it. Oh, it's like, oh, yeah, now it's happening. So people got used to it. There was no surprise. There was no big reveal. Like, oh, did you see we got this in the CBA last year? So it kind of goes by the boards. Now I think the players are finally going, hey, wait a sec. They're making us play 17 games? Like, they're really doing that? Wait, what? We agreed to what? It's like, yeah, you agreed to this. You agreed to 17 games. So, you know, enjoy the meat grinder getting even faster and even, you know, like, more harsh. So, you know, and enjoy the 1% increase that you got out of that, because that's not exactly a really great deal for a really particularly huge increase, you know, to the television inventory. So, yeah, it has kind of been a little bit sleepy here. But again, because people were used to it and they were ready for it, it was talked about for a long time, the shock value just completely dropped off the shelf.
You can follow him on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62 for all your NFL cooking and Stanford sports needs. He is there for you answering
everything. I am absolutely here for you for Stanford sports.
especially if you have a Jim Plunkett question, he will get to your answer
first. Jim Plunkett, Andrew Luck, my doppelganger. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now all those reports of him really enjoying retirement are popping up again, just to make sure you know that ahead of the draft, you know?
See you, J. Cole. Have a great one, man. We'll talk to you next week. Awesome time with Jason Cole, as always, man. Always. Hey, Stanford, Stanford, Stanford.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Quick update, Dodgers batting in the top of the seventh inning. They are crushing the Rockies, 8-0, but the story. Trevor Bauer, his first start for the Dodgers after signing that $900 million contract, has not allowed a hit through six innings. The thing is, he has thrown a lot of pitches. He is at 76 pitches already this early in the season. It's just going to be a matter of time before Trevor Bauer leaves this game. Dave Roberts has always been very reticent to leave a player out there for a no-hitter.
Yeah.
So he's going to leave this game sometime, maybe an inning, maybe another an inning plus, but boy, they're not going to let him get up to 100 pitches plus trying to get this no-hitter. So it might wind up being a combined situation, but I really have a hard time seeing Bauer finish this game.
76 pitches already. You predicted his demise. I'm sure he saw the mentions and saw the video and took it personally. He went Michael Jordan on you, and I took that personally. White Sox are up 7-1 on the Angels. Why? Because I need my entertainment. But the story developing beyond Trevor Bauer, 12 now a 14-point lead for Arizona, minute 30 left in the third quarter against UConn.
Oh boy, here we go. Gino
chaos, baby.
So we'll continue to update you on these games throughout the show. Again, Dodgers still batting in the top of the seventh, so there won't be anything for Bauer for a few minutes. But this story from the NFL was a really fun one today. Jalen Hurts announced that he is changing his uniform number. He wore number 2 last year. He is now going to wear number 1 for the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is great. I love this story because this allows me to give you my first great big fantasy football bold prediction for this year.
Sure.
Jalen Hurts is going to be a fantasy superstar next year at quarterback in the NFL. Fantasy superstar. The entire offense is going to revolve around him. Now, wins on the field, that's not what we're talking about. The entire offense is going to revolve around him because their playmakers are so few. All right, he played the equivalent of 4 games last year. Did he play great? No. Did he play well? Yeah, he did in times. But in those 4 games, he threw for 1,000 yards, he ran for 350, and he accounted for 6 touchdowns. Now, you want to extrapolate that over 16, 17 games? That's 4,000 yards passing. That's about 1,200 or 1,300 yards rushing, and it's 24 touchdowns. This is what he did last year. With
I love
no,
that. And 24 rushing touchdowns.
I mean, 24 touchdowns.
You're like, all I'm doing is the simple math, man. Come on.
I mean, with no first-team reps or any preseason, he's going to have a Lamar Jackson-like first-year impact on Philadelphia, where they can think, hey, we have our quarterback, because he's going to be responsible for so much offense. Now, it won't be wins and losses because the roster is really bad, right? No matter what you do, free agency, the draft, you're only going to be able to improve it so much. But I'm telling you, he's going to wear number 1 for a reason next year. I mean, this is a guy that can run for 1,000 yards, throw for 4,000. He is going to be the big star. This is the guy that I'm going to say I'm going to try to hook all my drafts on getting him for this year, because I can get him low than the top quarterbacks, and I'm going to watch the fantasy points pile up. He's going to be a superstar.
I will say this. You mentioned just the jersey number. There's a movement to potentially allow anybody to wear single digits again and shuffle it up, so you don't have the traditional number blocks that we've seen for so many years. So that could be fun. I actually have been starting to work on fantasy football rankings and blurbs. I have him as a back-end QB1. So, yeah, I've got him currently sitting at number 12, but I could probably be cajoled to move him up a slot or two, assuming they do something else to help bolster this offense. I mean, I love Miles Sanders. Hope he stays healthy. Jalen Reagor is a guy they're counting on to make a big step forward. Most of the veterans that had been oft injured are long gone now. And as of now, Zach Ertz is still there. Will he and Goddard still be there come beginning of the season? Probably not. But for now, that's a nice double weapon for him to employ.
Oh, he's going to be a top five guy by the end of the year. He's going to be a top five guy. It's going to be, wow, look at Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I'm also afraid he's gonna that do everything. He's got to run that offense behind a bad O-line. I hope he stays in one piece.
Nah, he'll be fine. Are you kidding? He'll be absolutely fine. Oh, Jalen Hurts, book it. Top five guy. Unless you're in one of my leagues, then don't listen. Then don't listen. I'm going to do the whole Men in Black thing. You can't see it. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. A couple of huge stories out of Major League Baseball next.